Thank you, Ambassador Fraker. We will now have comments from three former U.S. ambassadors to Saudi Arabia, starting from the one who served before those who will follow him, and that is Walt Cutler, who was our ambassador to Saudi Arabia in the 1980s, followed by Weish Fowler in the 1990s, and then in this century, Robert Jordan. Walt Cutler.
Makes us seem very old.
I was going to say last century.
Thank you, John, and good morning to everybody. I'm a pinch hitter. I learned that an hour ago, and so I'll do my time at the bat very briefly. Congratulations, John, on this conference and the turnout. I've managed to be here through many of them, and it just shows the importance of that part of the world. Yes, I'm speaking first because you mentioned I was there before, but I'm the old boy on the block, and I do go back to the 1980s. But happily and luckily, I've managed to go back to the Kingdom and to the Gulf and other countries of the Middle East at least once or twice a year. In that case, I was both wearing a hat as president of the Meridian International Center and also as an advisor to Trust Company of the West. So I've kept in touch, although only on an in-and-out basis. Just let me make a couple of comments quickly. I agree, Ford, that it is a good news story, and I also say that there's still a way to go. With respect to our bilateral relations, it's something that has to be given a lot of TLC by both sides all the time. My perspective in the last really 20 years since leaving Saudi Arabia is from the standpoint of a non-governmental organization in Washington, which is the major partner of the State Department in arranging visits for international visitors. Invited by our embassies, people who are going to contribute to their own countries in whatever profession, and then Meridian sets up their visits here. And so I've managed to go back to the Kingdom in connection with that as well. What I've seen, and a lot of you I think would share this, when you go back and forth to Saudi Arabia, you see the changes taking place. Not overnight, and we've had some really rough times. We all remember 9/11 and the impact of that. But overall, every time I go there, what I see is a country that's evolving from the standpoint of participation in the governance. Now, by that I mean a willingness to speak people's minds. The press, I'm always amazed when I go there and pick up the paper, and here's an article that, frankly, in the 1980s would not have been printed. And a gradual openness. And I think that when I say gradual, that's key, because I think one of the more hopeful developments has been a realization on our part, by our government and also by our country since 9/11, that look, if change is to be meaningful, you can't be done overnight in cultures and societies that don't have a history of democracy as we have. So my belief is that we've learned and we're learning. You don't go over there and preach about our institutions. It's better simply to make ourselves more available and to show people that here we are, for better or for worse, and that's what's happening right now. And let me just note that as we speak, there are 100 people from 75 countries invited by the State Department, and Meridian is arranging their programs. I had lunch with them yesterday. They're here to observe our elections. It's called iVote. And that includes a number of people from Arab countries. I sat beside a young Saudi yesterday. He's on the staff of the Majlis al-Shura. This is an eye-opening experience. Now, it's not going to be entirely positive, I mean, we have problems. We have problems in implementing our own democracy, but it's there. And also interesting is, as we speak, there are 44 women from Arab countries invited on a separate a program sponsored by the State Department, which Meridian is also doing. And I met with those, my wife and I met with those women last week. Yes, there are 13 from Lebanon, but there are 7 from Saudi Arabia. And I can tell you, after talking with these 44 women from Arab countries, I was impressed. They come up, shake your hand, here's my business card, and let's get on with it. And it makes you realize what's going on in the Middle East. Now, it's not going to happen today, and it's not going to happen yesterday, as most Americans like to see things change. But I think the whole area is changing, and I think that our understanding of the need to be in touch listen and observe and not necessarily preach, I think that is an encouraging development. And let me just say, John, that when it comes to understanding each other, I don't think anybody contributed to that more than Prince Turkey when he was here. Not only was he talking to the Harvards and the Georgetowns, but he was going out there to the Kiwanis clubs of northern Iowa and so on. And for Americans, this is great. This is just wonderful, and particularly in the wake of 9/11. And let me just say, our exchange programs have obviously emphasized the Arab world since 9/11 in terms of priorities. And I have to say this, another positive, and Ford, I'm sure that you would verify this. In the immediate days after 9/11, some of these groups coming to our country, invited by our own government, had a heck of a time at the airports. And of course, every time somebody has a problem at an airport, bad news spreads. And this image that don't go to the United States because it's too tough to get in, and et cetera, that I think has changed dramatically. I asked this group that's there today, did any of you have any trouble getting into our country? And they said, no, we did not. And that was very, very encouraging. So I think that both sides are learning here. Let me just finish by saying that this is wonderful, these exchanges, but exchanges are two-way streets, and I'd love to see more Americans going to the Middle East. I know many of you are academics here. There's a very encouraging increase in Arab studies, study of the Arab language. Right on. Let's keep on with that. And I know the universities in Saudi Arabia are being built. These are magnificent structures, and I would hope that that American participation, not just in Saudi Arabia, but throughout the Arab world, will increase. It's so important to correct these misconceptions and these stereotypes. In this age of technology, where we can talk to each other immediately around the world without seeing each other, that's great. I'm still old-fashioned enough to believe in person-to-person, face-to-face exchanges. So I urge both sides to continue on that road. Thank you. We'll be right back.